USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new variant of the coronavirus, first identified in South Africa, has been detected in the United Kingdom. Health officials there say the new strain appears to be even more infectious than the variant that has emerged in the UK over the last 2 weeks, causing a surge of new cases there. Dr. Michael Osterholm says we should be worried about both new strains spreading in the U.S. The head of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota tells CNN that new variants emerging could just be our new reality.
We have to be very concerned about this strain, but in addition, there's another strain that's separate and different that's circulated in South Africa. That may even be a bigger threat to us right now than the one in the U.K. But this both strains like this as it is right now is telling us that this is probably the new reality, that we're going to start seeing more and more of the emergence of these very changed strains from what we had when the pandemic first began.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons include former campaign manager Paul Manafort and longtime advisor Roger Stone. Manafort spent almost 2 years in prison on charges of bank and tax fraud and illegal foreign lobbying. Trump had previously commuted Stone's sentence for obstruction of Congress. Both men were charged as part of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. President Trump has also issued a veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where a veto override is likely. The president says a bill without changes to Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act allows threats to national security and election integrity to go on unchecked. The bill passed both houses earlier this month by a veto-proof majority. The override votes could come as early as next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One Oregon mayor is pushing back against the coronavirus restrictions coming from that state's governor. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The mayor of Sandy, Oregon, Stan Pulliam on Fox, is fighting back at Oregon Governor Kate Brown's lockdown measures.
I stress the importance for actions and the drastic effects it's had on our local Main Street community. There's desperation. These folks are fighting for their lives and their livelihood.
Mayor Pulliam says he understands the governor's position, but she's doing it wrong.
Well, her response was that she was worried about the spread of COVID. These restaurants, they're opening, and they're opening in back rooms, speakeasy style right now, with very little guidance. So it's very important right now that she recognizes that. She works with our local Main Street business owners so that we can put proper guidance in place so that people are actually opening.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And just one day into the new season, and the NBA has already postponed its first game due to COVID. The regular season opener between the Houston Rockets and Oklahoma City Thunder was postponed Wednesday, just hours before the scheduled tip-off. The league said that the Rockets did not have the required 8 players available. Houston had 3 players test positive for coronavirus and had to quarantine an additional 4 more for contact tracing. The league is also investigating Rockets star James Harden after video of him maskless out at a club emerged in violation of the league's COVID protocols. No makeup date for that game has yet been announced. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.